Now it's time for our daily Bloomberg Law Brief, exploring legal issues in the news. And today, Bloomberg Law host Jim Grasso discusses a judge's ruling that Twitter can't be held responsible for tweets by the Islamic State spreading propaganda that may have led to the deaths of two Americans in Jordan. She speaks with Andrea Matuition, a professor at Northeastern University Law School, and David Green, a civil liberties director at the Electronic Frontier Foundation.
Andrea, tell us a little about the background of the case and the plaintiff's claims.
Sure. So in this case, we have a sad set of circumstances where two contractors were working at a law enforcement training center in Jordan, and they were killed by a lone wolf perpetrator, as ISIS described him subsequently. And the family of these two victims are suing in this case on the theory that by knowingly having accounts run by ISIS members, and the judge in this case tried to walk us through the arguments under the Communications Decency Act, and also looking for whether there really was a direct proximate connection between the activities on Twitter of ISIS and this particular crime. And for the judge, part of the problem was the absence of facts demonstrating a direct connection between plotting of this particular crime and the subsequent murders in this case.
David, Judge Orrick noted that the lawsuit didn't claim that the Islamic State recruited or communicated with the gunman over Twitter, nor did the lawsuit accuse either of using Twitter to plan, carry out, or raise funds for the attack. So what was it that Twitter did exactly that the plaintiffs were saying was responsible?
Well, it's a good question. I think what, and that was one of the problems. That's one of the reasons why the case was dismissed. Essentially, I think the most generous reading of the complaint is that they're saying that because Twitter generally permitted ISIS to use Twitter as a service, and because under their I have an allegation that general usage of Twitter permitted ISIS to generally recruit people, that was enough to that was the material support or resources provision that would get them under the ATA.
Andrea, tell me about Section 230 of the Communications Decency Act, which is known as the Safe Harbor Clause.
Sure. So this is a law that dates back to the earliest iterations of the internet, and basically it is a type of cushion for spaces on the internet to allow many people to communicate without needing to censor them or monitor all of those communications.
That's Andrea Matuition, a professor at Northeastern University Law School, and David Green, civil liberties director at the Electronic Frontier Foundation, speaking with Bloomberg Law host Jim Grasso. You can listen to Bloomberg Law weekdays at 4:30 p.m. Wall Street time here on Bloomberg Radio.
And now, among the stories, the top legal stories from Bloomberg Law, Donald Trump's campaign has been sued after one of its staffers allegedly pulled a gun on a colleague. A lawsuit filed Wednesday says the campaign did nothing after it was told the director of its North Carolina operations pulled a gun on a staffer while driving in a Jeep in February. The suit was filed by Vincent Bordini, who is a former software trainer for the state campaign. Bordini says he waited for months for the situation to be handled internally before realizing, quote, it was not going to happen.
And that's this morning's Bloomberg Law Brief. You can find more legal news at BloombergLaw.com and BloombergBNA.com. Attorneys will find exceptional legal research and business development tools there as well. Visit BloombergLaw.com and BloombergBNA.com for more information.